On Thursday, April 14th, I spent a small part of the day observing Steve Wilson, the guy who runs the Isabella Christmas Bird Count and also the guy who inspired my interest in boreal owls, and Dave Grosich, one of the banders at Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve, as they collected a rather sad set of data. They had to examine as many of this year's dead boreal owls as they could, weighing and measuring each bird to determine its sex and carefully looking at the wing feathers to determine its age. Determining sex is fairly straightforward because females are larger than males. Age is a trickier thing. When boreal owls hatch, their first feathers, called their juvenile plumage, grow in quickly. They keep the flight and tail feathers, but molt most of the body feathers in what is called the pre-basic 1 molt. This molt is completed by August or September of their first year. They don't start molting any of their flight feathers until June, when they're about 1 year old. So any birds that hatched in 2004 still have all the flight feathers that first grew in when they were nestlings. Since these feathers are all the same age, they fade evenly, and so the birds hatched in 2004 are all recognized by flight feathers of even color. In late May, adult boreal owls start molting some of their body feathers and by June start molting their flight feathers. But owls don't have a fast, furious flight, and their feathers can last 2 or 3 years, so presumably to conserve energy, owls don't molt all their flight feathers every year. 4 or 5 neighboring primaries and secondaries will be replaced in the yearlings. About half of the flight feathers of birds that hatched in 2003 will be fresh ones that grew in last summer. These will be consecutive feathers. After that, the molt becomes a bit more piecemeal. Birds that hatched in 2002 will have some feathers they grew last summer, some that grew in the year before, and some that grew in the year before that. So the flight feathers of third-year birds, the ones that hatched in 2002, have a more hodgepodge appearance, with the oldest feathers very dull and faded. But because boreal owls spend so much of their days hidden in tree cavities or nest boxes, they don't get exposed to nearly as much ultraviolet light as most birds, including most owls, and so these differences in the flight feathers can be rather subtle. I was sort of getting the hang of detecting fading, but I needed really good light. Sometimes Steve and Dave had to double-check with each other to make sure they were both seeing what they thought they were seeing, and they've had decades of experience. I'll be posting photos on my blog in the coming days. If it was interesting figuring out the age and sex composition of the owls that had died this year, it was also sad. Seeing so many of these dear little birds crumpled and dead, their once fierce little talons closed and still, is hard. Dave and Steve can both assume the proper scientific detachment necessary for such work, but both of them seemed somber and weary with the task. Dave handles hundreds or thousands of living birds each year, and if feisty owls do their best to bite or foot a bander, the risks are more than compensated for by the privilege of making eye contact with these wonderful, spirited birds. I can't say for sure if there's a heaven, but I do know that it wouldn't be much of a heaven for me without birds, and if there isn't a place for these lovely little owls, I'd just as soon stick it out right here on Earth. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.